Hare Krishna, thank you very much for this opportunity. Thank you to the organizers for giving me this opportunity, Priti Vilasini Mataji. Thank you. Very grateful. I'm wishing all of you a very, very happy Sri Radhashtami. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayet Nashta Prayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nandagopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Nama Pankajanabhaya Nama Pankajamaline Nama Pankajanetraya Namaste Pankajangraye Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 8, Text 157.
Devi Krishna Mai Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mai Sarva Kanti Sammohini Para Krishna ke allade tate nam alladini Shei shakti dware shukho ashwade apuni
The potency called Ladini gives Krishna transcendental pleasure. Through this pleasure potency, Krishna personally tastes all spiritual pleasure.
Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Radhanath Swami Niti Namine Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swami Niti Namine Namo Acharya Padaya Nithai Kripa Pradayine Gaura Katha Dhamadaya Nagara Gramatarine Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Bhauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shrivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Again wishing all of you a very very happy Shri Radhashtami Radharani Srimati Radharani is the personification of love. She's the personification of the most merciful compassion. She is compassion personified. She is love personified. She is so amazingly accepting everything that anybody has to offer for the pleasure of Krishna. She is such a personality that she considers that everybody is qualified to serve Krishna. That is her mood. And she is so merciful, that anyone, if they just have an iota, a little bit also, desire of serving
Shri Krishna, Srimati Radharani is immediately attracted to that personality, and she makes all arrangements so that they can render that service for the pleasure of Krishna. Because Radharani's existence is to give pleasure to Krishna, and she is the pleasure potency, she is the Ladini Shakti of Sri Krishna. It is explained that Srimati Radharani, how she makes her appearance in the spiritual world, how she actually has appeared in the spiritual world is explained very beautifully. And, you know, by reading that beautiful pastime, we understand it is actually, explained by Narad Muni himself that how Srimati Radharani makes her appearance in the spiritual world. It is explained that how one time Krishna was sitting in the Rasa arena, in the Rasa Mandala. He was sitting in the Rasa Mandala. And he was just sitting, and suddenly Krishna felt very happy. He was feeling so happy, so ecstatic, so blissful, that happiness, when it came out of Krishna, it came out of the left side of Krishna, and it manifested in the form of this beautiful, mesmerizing goddess, Srimati Radha Thakurani. Radharani manifested as the happiness that came out from Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada explains that when Krishna is extremely happy, when we take out that happiness from Krishna, it manifests as Mahabhav Swarupini Srimati Radha Thakurani. So this is how Srimati Radharani appeared from the left side of Krishna. On the Rasa arena, at the Rasa Mandala, she appeared. And she was this very, very enchanting goddess. And just by seeing the beauty of the goddess that appeared in front of Krishna, Krishna immediately wanted to engage in dancing with her. And as soon as she found out that Krishna wants to enjoy with her, she became more beautiful for the pleasure of Krishna. She appeared to become so radiant, so beautiful. Her complexion is explained to be like molten gold, like a golden champaka flower. She had glistening pearl-like teeth, and she would smile very, very beautifully. Her eyes were always, gazing at the beauty of Krishna. And when Krishna would look at her eye to eye, she would immediately lower her eyes because she would be so shy and so modest in front of Krishna. She had such beautiful features. It's amazing how beautiful every limb of her body was literally carved. She looked as if, just like how an artist carves a beautiful, murti. Just like that, Radharani's bodily features are. It's just so perfect. She's just so perfect. So when Radharani realized that Sri Krishna wants to, enjoy pleasures with her, she immediately ran to collect flowers which were growing on the side of the Rasa Mandala area so that she could offer it at the lotus feet of Sri Hari. And she came back running to Krishna, and immediately they started dancing. So that is how her name also came to be, Radha, which means, Ra means that one who appears at the Rasa Mandala, the arena of the Rasa Mandala, and Dha means dhavamana, means running. That as soon as she appeared, she started running to serve Krishna. So she started running towards the Rasa Mandala. She started running so that she could collect flowers for Krishna and come back and serve Krishna. So that is the way that Srimati Radharani, actually her name suggests, is this, that the one who runs towards the Rasa Mandala, jo Rasa Mandal ke taraf dhavaman hoti hai, wo hai Sri Radhe, Radha. So Radha means one who is running towards the Rasa Mandala. for serving Krishna. That is the meaning of the word Radha. So such beautiful name that Srimati Radharani has, very, very unique name. Nobody in the entire creation has such a beautiful name. And it is explained that how Krishna Chaitanya, that how Srimati Radharani also made her appearance in this planet on earth. That there are many, many pastimes, you know, how actually she appeared as the daughter of one of the mountains, because, you know, it is explained that Vindhya Parvata was very envious of the great Himalayan Parvat, because Himalayan mountains, because the daughter of the Himalayan mountain was Parvati, and the Himalayan mountain had the great fortune of having Parvati Devi as his daughter, and thus also having Lord Shiva ultimately as his son-in-law. So this Vindhya Parvata was a little envious of this Himalayan mountain, that he was thinking that, oh, he has such a beautiful daughter. I wish even I had such a beautiful daughter who I could also, you know, marry off to a very, very powerful personality who could defeat Lord Shiva in a war, in a battle. So like this, Vindhya Parvata had this desire, and he actually meditated on and did severe austerities to please Lord Brahma. And when Brahma appeared in front of him, he actually said, okay, tathastu, I'm very pleased with your austerities, Vindhya Parvata, so you will have a very beautiful daughter. So after saying tathastu, Brahma was confused that how, you know, who can become the daughter that, you know, whom he will get married to, such a person who will be able to defeat Lord Shiva. Such a person is only Krishna, and Krishna is about to make his appearance in the earthly planet. So Srimati Radharani can become the daughter of Vindhya, but she is the eternal daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj and Kirtida Sundari. So how can I make it that, you know, Srimati Radharani can become the daughter of Vindhya Parvata? So then Lord Brahma, it is explained that Lord Brahma started doing austerities to please Srimati Radharani. And when Srimati Radharani was pleased and appeared in front of Lord Brahma explained his duality, his confusion, that, my dear goddess, I have made this promise. I've given a promise to Vindhya Parvata, but I know that you're the eternal daughter of Mother Kirtida. How can you become the daughter of Vindhya Parvata? But I have promised him, please help me, my dear mother, please help me. And Srimati Radharani, she is so merciful that she can do anything to please anyone who does anything for her. So Srimati Radharani immediately agreed that, no worries, Lord Brahma, I will make sure that I will appear as the daughter of Vindhya Parvata. So Srimati Radharani, it is explained, she appeared as the daughter of Vindhya Parvata. And, you know, around the same time, you know, actually 14 days before, it is explained that Krishna had made his appearance. And when Krishna made his appearance, we know that how Yogamaya told Kamsa that, you know, the one who is going to kill you has already made his appearance. So Kamsa sent the first demoness, Putana, to kill all the newborns in that area. So Putana was going from area to area, she was going, and she was trying to find all the little babies who were born in the, you know, nearby vicinity, and she was trying to kill them. So she came and she found that this Vindhya Parvata was actually celebrating the, you know, the birth of his newly born daughter, Srimati Radharani. And Vindhya Parvata was, you know, celebrating this festival, and Putana just came and took Radharani. It is explained actually that this pastime appears to be said by Narad Muni to Purnamasi. Purnamasi had revealed this pastime to Mother Kirtida also. And so Narad Muni had revealed this pastime, this very confidential pastime, to Mother Purnamasi. And it is explained that when Srimati Radharani appeared, she appeared with her eternal sister Chandravali as well. So, you know, there were twins. Twin girls were born to Vindhya Parvata. And these two girls were actually then started to being carried away by Putana. And Vindhya Parvata was, you know, wondering what to do. He was feeling so helpless that his newborn baby girls were taken away by this demoness. So he engaged all these different brahmanas to chant mantras so that, you know, Putana's power will be diminished. And it is explained that by the chanting of the mantras, Putana's power became so diminished that she became very weak. And she dropped off Chandravali in one of the rivers, which was later collected, you know, that baby was then later collected by Jambavan and then returned to Vindhya Parvata. And Srimati Radharani, she was dropped in this place called Raval. And in the Yamuna, she got dropped off in the Yamuna. And there, Maharaj Brishabhanu found baby Srimati Radharani on a golden lotus. So this is the pastime that was explained by Narad Muni, that how Srimati Radharani made her appearance. And then in another description, there is, it is given that, it is just explained that one time Maharaj Brishabhanu, he was immersed in the waters of the Yamuna and he was meditating upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and suddenly a 1,000-petaled golden lotus flower came floating towards him and touched his body. And when he opened his eyes, he saw the most beautiful, you know, molten gold-colored baby girl lying in the lotus, and she was moving, and the king, you know, who was, you know, didn't have any child, he was so happy to receive this baby girl, and he brought her to the palace and gave her to his wife Kirtida Sundari Mataji, and thus Srimati Radharani appeared in the home of Kirtida Sundari Devi and Maharaj Brishabhanu. So these are the different explanations given on the appearance of Srimati Radharani. And it is explained that when Srimati Radharani appeared, she actually did not even open her eyes because she's so chaste. Srimati Radharani is so chaste that the first person she wanted to see was Sri Krishna. So Narad Muni came to know this, you know, because when he visited Maharaj Vrishabhanu's palace after the appearance of Radharani, Maharaj Brishabhanu and Kirtida Sundari were crying, and they were telling and crying to Narad Muni that, look, we've been blessed with such a beautiful, such a gorgeous, such a, you know, look at the limbs of the body of this little girl. She's like a, you know, a flower. She's as delicate as a flower, but she is blind. She's not opening her eyes, and their hearts were pining to see the lotus eyes open of Srimati Radharani. And Narad Muni, understanding the distress that Maharaj Rishabhanu and Kirtida Sundari were going through, he said, don't worry, she will open her eyes very soon. And he immediately came to Gokul. From Raval, he came immediately to Gokul, where baby Krishna was, you know, merrily, you know, playing around. And he came and talked to Nanda Baba. And he said, Narad Muni said to Nanda Baba that, Nanda Baba, do you know such a great festival has come because your dear friend Maharaj Brishabhanu and Mother Kirtida, they have given birth to a beautiful baby girl. So you should go and see that baby girl. Take everyone with you. Take everyone in your family. Take Krishna, take Balaram, your little babies. Take Mother Jashoda, take Mother Rohini, and all of you go and congratulate Mother Kirtida Sundari on the birth of their baby girl. She's such a beautiful baby girl. You should definitely go to Raval and see the baby girl. So Nanda Maharaj said, of course, Narad Muni, thank you for telling me about this. And so, Nanda Maharaj made all the arrangements and a huge caravan he organized with lots of gifts and, beautiful gifts for Kirtida Sundari Mataji, for Maharaj Vrishabhanu, and for baby Radharani. He took so many jewelry, so many fruits, so many sweets, and everything, all these, cartloads of gifts. And then they made a huge caravan procession to come from Gokul. They came to Raval to see Srimati Radharani. And Radhika, she was lying down on this little cradle. And Krishna, and Mother Kirtida was crying. When Mother Jashoda hugged her and said congratulations, she said, yes, thank you. But she was expressing her sadness that, look, I have such a beautiful baby girl, but alas, she can't see because she's just not opening her eyes. Her eyes are just not opening. She doesn't want to open her eyes. What should I do? And like this, Mother Kirtida was, expressing her distress like this, and Mother Jashoda was trying to console her. And then Baby Krishna, what he did was, he came crawling, and then he stood against the railing of the cradle of Srimati Radharani, and he just patted the hand of Srimati Radharani. As soon as Srimati Radharani received the loving transcendental touch of her eternal Lord and Master Sri Krishna, Mahabhav Swarupini Srimati Radharani opened her lotus-like eyes. And the first person she saw was this little blue boy. She was seeing her eternal Lord as she desired, that she wanted to see Krishna only first, and nobody else. And therefore, with her new eyes, with her just lotus-like blooming eyes, she saw Krishna, and she saw his lotus face first. This is so mesmerizing. And then everybody, came, and everybody was, so happy. Mother Kirtida immediately picked up Srimati Radharani in her lap, and she was so happy to see the amazing, deep oceanic eyes of Srimati Radharani, that she was so happy, so blissful that my little girl can see. She's not blind anymore. That, and Maharaj Vrishabhanu said, and he hugged Nanda Baba and said that, Nanda Baba, thank you. Your son has actually given life to my daughter. And because of him, life has restored to my wife also. So I'm so grateful to you and your family that you came here, and because of you, there is, all happiness in my family. So like this, Nanda Baba and Maharaj Vrishabhanu's families were all very much, very friendly and affectionate towards each other. It is explained that one time, when Radharani was very young, she was such an expert cook. It is explained that Srimati Radharani would never cook the same item twice. And one time she made this very beautiful, very tasty, very delicious sweet rice with her own lotus hands. And it is explained that the sweet rice, the fragrance was so divine, so transcendental, that it attracted even the demigods from the heavenly planets to come and taste the sweet rice that was made by Sri Radhi. And it is explained that Durvasa Muni, he visited the palace of Barsana. By this time, when Radharani was in her youth, Maharaj Vrishabhanu actually moved to Barsana. And Durvasa Muni visited the palace of Maharaj Vrishabhanu in Barsana, and although Durvasa Muni, it is explained that he only survives on the juice of Durva grass. That's why his name is Durvasa. So he only survives on that, but even he that day could not resist this fragrance that was coming from the sweet rice that Sri Radhe had cooked. So he just took a little taste of this divine sweet rice. And as soon as he took one drop on his tongue, he was filled with such ecstatic love for Krishna that it was unimaginable ecstasy, because he could taste, all the taste of the entire creation was in that one drop of that sweet rice that Srimati Radharani had made. He could taste camphor, he could taste elaichi, cardamom, he could taste saffron, he could taste, you know, the best of milk, the best of rice. Such divine fragrance was coming, and that taste was just absolutely divine. And being so happy, he called Srimati Radharani. And Durvasa Muni, being pleased with Srimati Radharani, he gave her a very special benediction. He said that anybody who eats anything that is cooked by the hands of Sri Radhe will never ever fall sick. He will be always very blissful. He will be always in the best of health. And all auspiciousness will come upon the person who eats anything that is being cooked by Sri Radhe. This was the benediction that Radharani received from Durvasa Muni. And this news, you know, spread like wildfire all over Vrindavan. And Mother Jashoda, she heard this, that Radhe has been given this special benediction by Durvasa Muni, and she immediately went and appealed to Mother Kirtida and said that, this is my appeal to you, that please send Radhe every single day in the morning to Nandagram. Please send her so that she can cook the afternoon meal for Krishna every single day.
I will take care of the rest. I can't say that, you know, Radharani should cook everything that Krishna eats, but at least the main meal, the afternoon meal of Krishna, I want Radhe to cook that every single day. So Mother Kirtida agreed, and Srimati Radharani, you know, Mother Jashoda actually arranged that, you know, Srimati Radharani would be escorted from Barshana to Nandagram every single day. And she would come and she would cook for Krishna. So in this way, Durvasa Muni also played a very vital role in the pastimes of Krishna and Srimati Radharani, so that Srimati Radharani would get this opportunity to cook for Sri Krishna every single day. It is said that Srimati Radharani is much, much more merciful than Krishna. Because Krishna is called as Madan Mohana. He is Madana Mohana. You know, our dear Keshavi from Hyderabad, she has her deities. And whenever I see her deities, Shishi Radha Madan Mohan, I'm reminded, because she's got very, very beautiful deities of Radha Madan Mohan. And whenever I see, you know, darshan, whenever I have darshan of her deities, I'm reminded of this particular quote that Srila Jayapataka Swami Guru Maharaj gave. He says that Krishna is Madan Mohana. He is the one who attracts even the mind of Cupid. Madana is Cupid. Mohana means one who attracts. So Madan Mohana is the one who attracts even the mind of Cupid. But Srimati Radharani is called, or is famously known as Madana Mohana Mohini. That is her position. That she attracts the mind of the one who attracts the mind of Cupid. That is her position. She is Madana Mohana Mohini, that one who attracts the mind of the one who attracts the mind of Cupid. So she is the attractor of the mind of Krishna also, that she attracts Krishna helplessly. Krishna becomes helpless in front of Srimati Radharani. So therefore, she has got the highest position, that only by taking shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Radhe, by praying to her, by begging her at her lotus feet, will we get, because she is the only one who can give us Krishna. Nobody else can give us Krishna. It is only Srimati Radharani who has the power to give Krishna. And that is the reason why when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we are actually appealing to Srimati Radharani. We are taking her name first than before Krishna. If you see the Maha Mantra, Hare appears 8 times. You know, in the Maha Mantra, the word Hare appears 8 times. Krishna appears only 4 times. Rama also appears only 4 times. So she is the most powerful, even in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, because this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is nothing other than an appeal to please Srimati Radharani, to beg Srimati Radharani that, oh Mother Hara, please, please, pick us up and engage us in the service of your beloved Lord, Shri Krishna. That is the appeal when we chant the Maha Mantra. We are making this appeal to Srimati Radharani, that we are begging at her lotus feet that please engage us in the service of Krishna. And that is why the word Hare appears so many times in the Maha Mantra. More than the time even Krishna appears or Rama appears. She appears so many times. So that is how we can see that the potency of the Maha Mantra is there because Srimati Radharani is there in this Maha Mantra. And she is the one who can actually give Krishna to us. She can actually allow that access. She is the one who can allow that service that we can render to for the pleasure of Shri Krishna. Because it is said that Krishna jo hai, वो हमें उनके प्रेम के लिए तरसाते हैं. Krishna makes us hanker for his love. Krishna हमें उनके प्रेम के लिए तरसाते हैं. पर राधारानी वो तो कृष्ण प्रेम बरसाती हैं. She is the one who pours Krishna प्रेम upon us because वो बरसाने वाली हैं. So Krishna is definitely, he always, you know, makes us hanker for the love of himself, but Srimati Radharani, without any distinguishing, without any discrimination, she just pours the love of Krishna upon us. Because Radharani jo hai, wo apna, wo Krishna ka prem hamare upar barsati hai, kyunki wo barsane wali hai. She is from Barsana, and the reason why she is from Barsana is because वो बरसती हैं. She always pours down pure love of Krishna. That is Radharani's position. That is her supreme position. And when we understand this mood of Srimati Radharani, you know, we understand that Shri Krishna, he is Paratpar Parameshwar Bhagavan. There is no one more supreme than Krishna. He is Paratpara Parameshwara. But that Paratpara Parameshwara also lacks one thing, which is that he also does not know the love that his devotees feel for him. That is the one thing that even the Paratpara Parameshwara Bhagavan, Shri Krishna, also lacks. So to understand the mood and the love that his devotees feel for him, this Paratpara Bhagavan Shri Krishna, he appears as Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, taking on the mood and complexion of Mahabhav Swarupini Srimati Radha Thakurani, and he comes to experience the love that his devotees feel for him. So this mood of Mahaprabhu in the mood of Srimati Radharani is the perfection of the Absolute Truth, of the Paratpar Parameshwar Bhagavan. This is the absolute completion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How he comes to experience the love of Srimati Radharani and his devotees. So our only hope, you know, is that when we can beg at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, that when will that day come that she will cast her merciful sidelong glance upon us, her kripa kataksha. When will we be recipient of her merciful sidelong glance? That should be our meditation. That should be our prayer on this day especially. So I'd like to recite this Stava Raja, which is called as Sri Radha Kripa Kataksha. It was also narrated by Lord Shiva himself in glorifying Srimati Radharani. And I'd just like to, this is a very, very beautiful, it is actually called as the national anthem of Braj. And everyone, every Brajabasi knows this Radha Kripa Kataksha by heart. And it's a very, very beautiful Stava Raja. It's very, very amazing to recite it. You know, it's very long. There are around 18 verses, 18 to 19 verses, I think, yes, 19 verses in this Radha Kripa Kataksha. So, you know, I request everyone to, you know, if you can find time, please go through these beautiful verses glorifying Srimati Radharani. And right now I will just recite the first two. These are my personal favorite verses. So I'll just recite this and then we'll read the translation. And that way we can meditate on this divine transcendental form of Srimati Radharani.
Muni Indra Vrinda Vandite Trinoka Shoka Harini Prasanna Vatra Pankaje Nikunja Bhu Vilasini Vrajendra Bhanu Nandini Vrajendra Sunu Sangate Kada Karishya Sihama Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam Ashoka Viksha Vallari Gitana Manda Pasthite Pravana Vana Pallava Prabha Runangri Komale Varabhaya Sphurat Kare Prabhuta Sampadalaye Kada Karishya Sihama Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam.
Translation is, O goddess worshipped by the kings of sages, O goddess who removes the sufferings of the three worlds, O goddess whose face is a blossoming lotus, O goddess who enjoys pastimes in the forest, O daughter of Maharaj Vrishabhanu, O companion of Raja's prince, when will you cast your merciful sidelong glance upon me? O goddess staying in a vine cottage by an Ashoka tree, O goddess whose delicate feet are as splendid as red blossoms, O goddess whose hand grants fearlessness, O abode of transcendental opulences, when will you cast your merciful sidelong glance upon me? So this is a very beautiful meditation, and I'd like to end with another meditation on the transcendental form of Srimati Radharani, which will give us the shelter that when we chant the Hare Krishna mantra, if we can remember this beautiful aspect of the bodily features of Srimati Radharani and take shelter of her transcendental divine lotus feet, that is the object of our vision. That should be the object of our vision. So let us try to meditate on the transcendental form of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani's lotus feet are as splendid as and as delicate as a champaka flower. A champaka flower is golden in color. And Srimati Radharani's lotus feet is tinged with red alta that is, surrounding her lotus feet, like a very beautiful border around her lotus feet. Her lotus toes, toes are adorned with blue sapphire stones. She's wearing toe rings of blue sapphires. She's wearing an ankle bell that is always going chum, chum, chum. Whenever she walks towards Krishna, Krishna immediately knows that Sri Radhe is coming just by hearing the tinkling of her ankle bells. So these ankle bells are also very, very beautiful. They are golden in color with little blue stones bedecked on the ankle belts. Srimati Radharani's lotus feet is so soft, just like the petals of a lotus flower. When Srimati Radharani places her lotus feet upon our head, and upon when we hold her lotus feet in our hand, it feels as soft as cotton. Her lotus feet feels as soft as cotton. That is the feeling that we get when we take shelter of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani is wearing a blue sari which has little red flowers embroidered all over it. There's gold embroidery pattern in the border of her blue sari and little golden embroidery dots all over the sari. Her waist is very beautifully decorated with a very, very beautiful diamond belt that she's very beautifully adorning on her waist. It is explained that the thighs of Srimati Radharani are like the legs of an elephant or the trunk of a banyan tree. That is how beautiful Srimati Radharani's thighs are. And her waist is so slender, so thin, that it would put a lion to shame. Because it is said that the lion is very proud of his slender waist. But Srimati Radharani's waist is more slender and more sleek than that of a lion. Very, very, very slender. And her lotus navel is reddish and very deep, and it captivates the attention of Krishna. Srimati Radharani wears a red color blouse which has tiny dots of blue and golden flowers embroidered on her blouse, which matches very perfectly with the sari that she wears. And seeing this combination of Radharani wearing a blue sari with a red blouse, that maddens Krishna with ecstasy, because this blue sari on Srimati Radharani's golden complexion, she looks like a million suns, which is draped with a blue sari. So Krishna becomes very, very, very pleased when Srimati Radharani wears this combination of clothes, of a red blouse with a blue sari. Her neck is adorned with lots of pearls, neck pearl necklaces, diamond necklaces, gold chokers, and she's wearing a very beautiful blue color sapphire choker, which very beautifully matches with her garments. She's wearing bangles of red, blue, and gold color. Her lotus hands are reddish in color. And she is wearing very, very beautiful rings on her fingers of both the hands. It is said that Srimati Radharani's fingernails and her toenails would put to shame the, you know, 1,000 moonlights combined together. That is the brilliance that comes out. That is the brilliant shine that comes out from the toenails and the fingernails of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani's neck is very, very, very beautiful and elegant, and it is shaped just like a conch shell, and it has three marks just like a conch shell. Very beautiful, very sleek, very long neck Srimati Radharani has. And resting on that beautiful, delicate neck is her moon-like lotus blossoming face, which would put to shame thousands, thousands upon thousands of moons combined together. That is the beauty of Srimati Radharani's lotus face. She is so bright, so effulgent, and her lips are reddish like the bimba fruit, the red bimba fruit. Her cheeks are so red because Srimati Radharani gets very shy when Krishna glorifies Srimati Radharani's beauty. She becomes very shy, and therefore her cheeks are always very pinkish. It's very, very pinkish because she's always very, very shy and modest. So her cheeks are very naturally pink all the time. She's got that blush all over her cheeks. Her lotus eyes always are like that chakora bird, which is always looking out that where is Krishna? She is moving her eye from corner to corner, looking at every forest grove, looking for her beautiful, beloved Lord Shyamasundara. That is Srimati Radharani's eyes. They are as deep, as oceanic, and so compassion in her eyes she has that she is always looking out for that merciful Krishna, for that Shyamasundara is who she is looking out for. Srimati Radharani's hair is so amazing. It is explained that Srimati Radharani's hair is as black, and the way she decorates her hair and brings it out in the front, she lays it out over her left side. It is explained that it looks as if a black cobra, a black snake, black cobra snake is resting on her. That's how Radharani's hair is described by Srila Rupa Goswami. So it is very beautifully, and Sudevi Gopi is the one who actually decorates the hair of Srimati Radharani. And she does different designs on Srimati Radharani's hair every single time for the pleasure of Krishna, so that Krishna would see Radharani and would be immediately captivated. So Sudevi very, very expertly decorates Srimati Radharani's hair for the pleasure of Shyamasundara. And on her head, you know, lies a diamond crown. And she's got strands of pearls hanging down from her head, strands of champaka flower adorning her head, and locks of black hair that surround her forehead and come across her moon-like face, increasing her beauty thousands upon thousands of times. This is the glorious beauty of Srimati Radharani. And we take shelter at the delicate lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, hoping that by the mercy of our spiritual master, that by the mercy of our spiritual master, our Guru Maharajas, that we can realize and meditate on this beautiful form of Srimati Radha Thakurani, of Mahabhav Swarupini Srimati Radha Thakurani. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Radhe. If there's any questions, comments, any reflections, you can take that now. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thank you.
Hey, Wong. बोल, जय जय श्री राधे श्याम, श्री राधा गोपीनाथ की जय हो। थैंक यू वेरी मच माताजी, सच ए वंडरफुल क्लास, बट वी वांट्स टू हियर वन भजन फ्रॉम यू। राधे जय जय माधव देई दे, आफ्टर क्वेश्चन आंसर सेशन।
श्योर माताजी, थैंक यू, थैंक यू सो मच।
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for, this is very valuable, your telling of the stories of Radharani.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Jambak Pranav, always look Prabhupada and Gurudev. Jai Shri Radhe, always look Prabhupada and Gurudev. Such a wonderful class, such a nice way you explain. We feel that, Kila Mataji, that much potency. Mataji, can you please sing Radhe Jai Jai Madhav Dei? After this class session, after question answer session.
Yes, if there's time, we can do that. But thank you so much. I think there was another Mataji who was speaking.
Yeah. I just wanted to ask a couple of things. Just to repeat, one thing was Kirtida's full name is Kirtida Sundari?
Yes.
Okay. And you said breaking down Radha's name, the Ra part, R-A, that
yes.
refers to the Ras Mandala.
Yes.
And then the H-A refers
the D, to... The D-H-A.
Oh, D-H-A.
Yes.
Refers to the fact that she runs toward that mandala.
Yes. Because in Sanskrit, running means dhavamana. Dhavamana in Sanskrit means running. So one who runs towards the rasa mandala is called as Radha.
Dhavamana.
Remember, in even in the Damodar Ashtakam, we say, Jashoda bhiyo lukha la dhavamanam, that Krishna ran away. Seeing the stick from Mother Yashoda, dhavamana.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So the dhavamana means to run in Sanskrit.
Dhavamana.
Yes.
Okay. And one last thing is, you kind of lost me when you were describing the fact that Lord Brahma he had this dilemma about giving baby Radha to Vrishabhanu. And so I wonder if you could just repeat a little bit why there was this, because I think there was two people who, I don't know, I just got confused in that part.
Okay. No worries, Mataji. Well, Parvata Muni actually had done severe austerities to get, a baby girl whose husband would be the defeater of Lord Shiva. So Lord Brahma decided that, it would be Srimati Radharani. So, but, he was confused because Radharani is actually the eternal daughter of Maharaj Vrishabhanu and Kirtida Sundari. So that's why he was confused that how can he request Mother Radha to appear as the daughter of this Vindhya Parvata. So, but that's why Lord Brahma, he started doing tapasya to please Srimati Radharani. And when Srimati Radharani was immediately pleased and, Lord Brahma explained the situation that this is what has happened, Radharani immediately said, no problem, I will appear as, just to fulfill your promise to Vindhya Parvata, to the Vindhya mountain, I will appear as his daughter. So Srimati Radharani, to fulfill the promise of Lord Brahma, she actually first appeared as the daughter of Vindhya Parvata. That's what it was. And this is explained by Narad Muni to Purnamasi in the Narada Pancharatra. This pastime is given.
Oh, in the Narada Pancharatra.
Yes.
Okay, and I think you said that also you had given maybe a couple of different versions of how she appeared, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Were there two versions or were there three versions?
There's actually three versions. It is very elaborately explained by His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj in his book, Srimati Radharani.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, you can get the details from there.
Okay.
Yes.
Very nice. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my respectable, humble obeisances. A very wonderful class, Mataji, on this special day of Radhashtami. Mataji, I wanted to know from you, on this special day, like what mood we need to have, how we need to serve her, to please her, because if Radharani is happy, then we can get the prem, Krishna Bhakti. So how we can please her on this special day, Mataji? Can you please explain us?
Yes, yes. I will explain and I will repeat what I've heard from Srila Jagadaka Maharaj. Guru Maharaj just today was explaining that everybody is offering gifts to Srimati Radharani, but what gift can we offer? You know, because it is explained, you know, Guru Maharaj actually explains on another note, he explains that, you know, Srimati Radharani, she is having tears in her eyes, seeing the fallen condition of the people. And when that Srimati Radharani appears as Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu also is crying in so much of distress. Mahaprabhu is seeing the fallen condition of the people of Kali Yuga. Now, to wipe away the tears of Srimati Radharani, to wipe away the tears of Sriman Mahaprabhu, our main way that we can really gift Srimati Radharani is that we can try to get more and more souls, you know, at her lotus feet. When we spread this message of love of God, when we, you know, what Srila Prabhupada has given us, how we can go out and, you know, share whatever knowledge we have, how much ever we have, whatever we have, we can share that to whoever we see, and we give them this, you know, consciousness that come and experience the love of Krishna, come and experience this. When we share this with everybody and we bring them to the shelter at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, that is the way that we can gift Srimati Radharani, and we can actually, you know, wipe out the tears that Srimati Radharani is, what tears are flowing from Srimati Radharani's eyes, because Mahaprabhu has a headache, Srimati Radharani has a headache, you know, and that's why they're crying, seeing this condition of the people. So if we can become their humble instruments in the hands of our spiritual masters and assist our spiritual masters in spreading this movement to whatever capacity we have, we may not be Hanuman that we can, you know, pour in log after log and, you know, big, big mountains to build the bridge, but we can be that squirrel. And to the best of our capacity, we can throw little grains into that bridge, because every little effort counts. Krishna is seeing, Srimati Radharani is seeing the effort that we are putting in. They are not seeing how much we are doing, but with what intent we are doing. That is what they are seeing. So as long as we are doing the best to our capacity for pleasing Srimati Radharani under the shelter of our spiritual master, by being a humble instrument in our spiritual master's hand and trying to assist him in serving the mission of Srila Prabhupada, that way we can help in serving Srimati Radharani. Does that answer your question?
Hari Bol, very nice, Mataji. I read today morning, but you know, when I hear from your mouth, I felt very, very happy that Guru Maharaj personally came and he was talking from you. From your mouth. Ditya, want to share something, Mataji?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanavad Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
So, I was there for the last part of your lecture, and you were saying that the greatest gift to Radharani would be, like, you know, telling people about how Krishna consciousness, you know, spreading Krishna consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So today actually I encourage my friends to do japa today. So two of my really good friends, they did one round today.
Hari Bol, you've become so dear to Srimati Radharani. All glories to your service. Keep it up. Very nice.
It's all your blessings and training, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you for the class.
Thank you. Any more questions?
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanavad Pranam. Srila Prabhupada Kiriya Guru Maharaj. Very nicely explained, Kalasudha. So nicely, na, because you cannot go to the temple now, but by hearing from your mouth, oh my God, it looks, you know, that we are taking darshan of Radharani. You narrated so nicely from both children. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm just repeating.
Yes, Mataji.
Thank you.
Yes, Mataji, we feel the potency when you are explaining the Leela. Like, feel that Jaipataka Maharaj or Radhanath Maharaj or maybe Govind Maharaj is explaining Katha. That much potency.
This is just the power of repeating the words of these great personalities. That's all I'm doing. But and it's more importantly, it's the intent with which all of you are hearing. Here in Houston, as Kamal Gopika Mataji was just saying, that we are in a very, you know, materially not such a good situation, but, you know, because we have floods and we are all, you know, in our own homes, it's a very difficult situation here that every one of us are going through. But by the mercy of Srimati Radharani, by the potency of this conference call, we are all still connected, and we are so grateful to the organizers for giving us this opportunity so that we can come together and glorify Srimati Radharani and, you know, bask in her glory. So thank you. Thank you very much.
But we are grateful to you also, Kalasudha. At such in a, you know, reverse conditions, you are speaking and you are giving class, you know. We are really, really thankful of you.
Yes, Mataji, we all are thankful for you, your seva. Mataji, can you please sing Radhe Jai Jai Madhava Dai Dai?
We'll wait for some more questions, if there's any more questions.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dhanvat.
Jai, I was waiting to hear this voice.
Here,
Kirtida Sundari Devi's voice.
So, Mataji, I just have one quick question. First of all, thank you so much for this very, very beautiful class. And I'm sorry I was not able to ask you, like, whether you all are safe in Houston, but yes, we're playing hard for that.
Mataji, any disturbance on your end? I don't know if it's on my end only, but your voice is breaking up.
Now it's okay, Mataji?
Yeah, much better. Yes, much better now, yes.
Yeah, so thank you so much, Mataji. I just have one quick question. Like, I was narrating this last time to my son, and you know that how mischievous he is. And I was telling this, that how Krishna came to Barsana, and he just, when Radharani opened her eyes, so she just saw Krishna first when she opened her eyes. And I was telling the whole pastime, and immediately he said, how a 2-week Krishna can crawl. And I was just silent. I said, you heard the pastime, now you go.
Well, you should ask him, how can a 6-day old Krishna can also go and kill Putana?
Yeah.
How can he do that? Krishna killed Putana on the 6th day of his appearance, actually. And so this proves that Krishna is not an ordinary baby. That, you know, Krishna is, you know, whether he's a baby, whether he's a youth, he's always the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Krishna is not really you know, bound to the normal activities that a baby is bound to, you know. How can a baby do what Krishna did? I mean, Krishna actually within the first 2-3 months of his appearance, Krishna killed many, many powerful demons, Putana, Trinavarta, Shakatasura, all of them, while he was still a baby. He was not even crawling on his own at that time. But that's Krishna. That's the potency of Krishna. He is Parat Para Parameshwar Bhagavan Shri Krishna. That is the difference. Mm-hmm. He is capable of doing anything he wants. He could have even sat down and just started playing on his flute for all we know.
Oh.
Even as that little baby. So, you know, yeah, he is the all-powerful Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like Srila Prabhupada said that, you know, one time Prabhupada was asked, after Prabhupada gave a class, Srila Prabhupada was asked a question that, well, Prabhupada was explaining that how Krishna is the Supreme. So then there was a young boy in the assembly and he said, well, I choose to be the all-powerful God. And then Prabhupada said, well, my God is powerful. And then he said, well, I choose to be the all-powerful God. And then Srila Prabhupada said, well, if I choose to kick on your face with my shoes, will you be able to stop me? And then that boy said, well, give me some time. And then Srila Prabhupada said, my God is powerful all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's how Krishna is, that Krishna is Krishna all the time, the same Supreme Person. He is full in all his opulences, and he can do whatever he wants. You know, how can a 7-year-old boy lift up Govardhan Hill? How can a 5-year-old boy dance on the hoods of such a poisonous snake, Kaliya? Everything that Krishna has done is, you know, beyond his age. Mm. It's beyond the purview of his age. So.
Yes, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Mataji, if time permits, can I ask one more question?
Yes, yes, please.
So the next is like when you were helping us all in meditating on the form of Srimati Radharani, can you a little bit describe about the veil of Srimati Radharani?
Can I describe what?
The veil of Srimati Radharani. Her dupatta, her veil, how she puts...
Oh, her veil. Okay. Her veil. Okay, thank you. Thank you for reminding me of that. Yes. Srimati Radharani's veil, it is explained, it is a very powerful veil that she actually wears. It is see-through. And she drapes it very beautifully over her and over her head. She always keeps her head covered as a sign of chastity. And sometimes her veil is so powerful that although it is see-through, but it is actually having the potency of covering Krishna completely. That is the mystic potency of Srimati Radharani's veil. That when Srimati Radharani wants to enjoy, you know, secret pastimes with Krishna, she covers him with, you know, covers both of them with her veil, and they become like invisible. It's like they just become invisible. You know, they don't seem to appear in front of anyone. So that is the mystic potency of Srimati Radharani's veil, and which she always keeps on her hair, draped over her hair. And over her head, she always keeps it draped over her head and keeps her head covered. And so that's about her veil.
Thank you so much, Mataji. And thank you once again for such a beautiful and wonderful class.
Thank you. Any more questions?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. And I pronounce such a beautiful class. Such a nice way to start Radhashtami and such a beautiful meditative explanation on the beauty of Srimati Radharani. It was really, really wonderful. I love the pastimes of the appearance of Srimati Radharani. Such a power-packed class, Mataji. It had everything. Thank you so much as usual. And all the Houston people, please keep safe. I hope you are also safe, Mataji. Thank you so much, so much for your association.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
I did not actually have any time to prepare this class. So I just spoke what I had. I really did not have any time to prepare because I was just told last night, and then after that I got busy with some of my other services, and I really, really did not have any time to prepare for this class. But thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any more questions or reflections? Okay, now since Mataji has told me to sing something, I will sing fulfilling and following her instructions. So please bear with me. You wanted which song again? Radhe Jaye Madhava Daite, is that?
Yes, yes, Mataji, please.
Okay. Okay. Please bear with me. I'm just trying to follow Mataji's instruction and fulfill her desire. Thank you for this opportunity, Mataji. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Damodara Rati Varadhana Veshe Hari Nishkuta Vrinda Vitineshe Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite Gokula Taruni Mandala Mahite Vrishabhanudadhinavashashileke Lalita sakhi gunaramita vishakhe Radhe jaya jaya madhadaite Gokula taruni mandala mahite Karunam kumai karuna bharite Sanaka sanatana varnita charite Radhe jaya jaya madhava daite Gokula taruni mandala mahite Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Shri Radhe. Jaya Shri Radhe.
Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Shri Shri Rushibhanu Nandani Kittidanandani Ki Jai Ho Balsana Dham Ki Jai Ho. Thank you very much, Mataji. Hundred and Rat Pranam.
Thank you very much.
Anyone else has any comments or questions for Mataji? Okay. Thank you so much for joining. Thank you so much, Mataji, for all the time. Such a very beautiful class. So much again.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Thank you so much for the lesson, Mataji. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Dhanvat Pranam.
Thank you, Kala Sita Mataji.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Dhanvat Pranam. Happy Radhashtami.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna, Keshavi. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.